As we enter formal practice, a period of sitting or of yoga, any of the structured practices, or even in our day when we have a moment when our energy assembles and turns toward the quality or mind state of practice, a kind of intentional orientation in the direction that you're cultivating in your practice, towards seeing what's true or gathering the attention or the senses, connecting with the heart and the intention for goodness. In whatever way we begin practice, we do this gathering inward from the outward-reaching threads of our day. Tonight is the holiday known as Maha Shivaratri, the great celebration of Shiva, in various ways understood as the singular divinity in some ways, and in that sense, in some of the tantric traditions, not different from what we might call Buddha nature or Dharmakaya, the nature of things as they are, the deep heart of all that is. But also in the devotional practice, or the archetypal practice, Shiva appears as the Lord of yogis, the one who is who does the practice of meditating, of dissolving the external and internal consciousness into each other, the senses into the mind and body together in profound stillness. So this is an archetype that is here every time we sit and gather our own attention. The image of Shiva is of a yogi, skin covered in ash, seated on an animal skin, with a mala of beads, sometimes of skulls or of Rudraksha beads, snakes as jewelry, as armbands and necklace, and his long hair gathered in dreadlocks, piled on top of his head with a thin crescent moon in it. And we actually have a tiny crescent moon tonight, the new moon, Thursday night into Friday this week, and it's the new year as well in the lunar systems. And the long hair is the long hair of the yogi, the mountain ascetic. The image of Shiva sitting on the side of a mountain, deep in samadhi, in stillness. And the inward vision, the third eye, the wisdom eye, open, pictured as a vertical eye at the center of the forehead, open and gazing clearly out. You can use today what's called Shambhavi Mudra, or the gesture of Shiva, with eyes closed, just bringing attention to the point between the eyebrows or at the center of the forehead. This is the contact point for the wisdom eye called Agnya Chakra, the wheel of knowledge, the center of the head, and the point itself called Brumadhyā, the eyebrow center. And you might just rest your attention there in the realm of sensation until you feel a little blossoming of presence or tingling or pressure at that point. Feeling the breath, or just connecting with that as a spot in the subtle body, keeping the attention there. as a meditative gaze. This is the inward drishti of Shiva, the gazing point that turns us away from being caught by the objects of the senses and turns us toward the subtle truth that all meaning is initiated by the mind. Everything we understand and identify with is mind-born. And the world, just vibrating or unfolding energy and life, unfolding in its own way, in its own body. Clear seeing of every part of our life, all of the stories, and the unfolding of the body and the earth. And resting our attention at the third eye center. And to celebrate this archetype or name or image of the infinite, Shiva, we'll chant together 108 rounds, times, the primary mantra to Shiva called the six-syllable mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. If you're new to this kind of practice, I'll encourage you to just try it on. I will begin chanting the mantra. I'll just chant it softly, and I'll count. We'll ring the bell on the last three so that we drop together into silence, and we'll sit in silence for the rest of our time. In the silence, you can continue the mantra or let it go. You can continue with that gazing point of Shambhavi Mudra, the forehead, or you can let it go and drop into breath practice or any practice that is your home, as your home in sitting. Sometimes Shiva is understood as the force of destruction or dissolving, the way that yoga is understood as the dissolving of all fixation. So one of the prayers for Mahashivratri would be something like, may that which needs to end in order for liberation to unfold, may it end. May it be let go of. May I let go of what needs to be let go of in this life. May that which should be destroyed be destroyed. May the natural cycle of birth and death continue in the direction of the wholesome. May hindrance and delusion be dispelled. May I know the deepest liberation possible in this life. We'll chant together. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya.